Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Someone who lives a devoted life is also someone who is prayerful. This person is prayerful. In other words, they don't leave anything to chance. They are prayerful. They pray without ceasing, and they pray at all times. And that is where we see much of the devotion of the people. Professor, you would agree, as you would take people on a marathon of prayer. There was a time I was looking at you leading the people in a marathon of prayer for 3 days. I could see some people, ba pancha, got the second day. And it means quite a lot of things. And amongst them, this one, which is really to be truly devoted. People have to realize also that this a devoted life is a life that doesn't cease to pray in all occasions, at all times. The Spirit of the Father continues to make supplications for men inside them as the temple of the Holy Spirit. What say you on this?
Thank you, my brother, for bringing that one out, because that's very, very important, because our commitment and devotion is pinned on prayer, is pinned on the word, is pinned on worship and obedience. These are just the few that I would like to count. But when we need to look at the starting point at the foundation, like you are saying, prayer becomes the main one. I was just quickly reminded of the scripture, Luke 18, verse 1. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. And this is a verse that says a child of God will never survive in any other way other than he exercises or he gets into the mode and the lifestyle of prayer, because prayer keeps you connected with the Father. So when we continue devoting ourselves to prayer, we are ensuring our relationship and our connectedness to the Father. And we are also enhancing the voice of the Father in our lives, that we may be guided and directed. So a life of devotion, as you have said, my brother, is a life that is prayerful, that is guided by the Word of God, that is guided by a full commitment of staying on course. And I'm also led to saying this is a life that is always led by the Lord, led by the Father, kept by the Spirit of the Lord. And again, this is the life that is led by the Word. And the scripture tells us that the Word of the Lord is the lamp unto our feet, and it becomes the light. So in other words, if we are not going to be led by the Word, again, over and above prayer, we are not going to know the mind of the Father. It says, your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So it means it's another commitment to the Word. It's a commitment to the reading of the Word, to the studying of the Word, to discipleship as well, because we cannot be in the Father if we cannot be discipled by the Word of the Father. So prayer becomes the means that we are using to stay connected, and this is becoming an oxygen that we as believers must always live by, because the scripture tells us men ought to pray, and it says again, pray without ceasing, and then afterwards the Word of the Lord will get enlightenment, because there is prayer that continues to bring this illumination of the Word. So without these working together, again, we are going to find that our lives become in darkness. But this takes what? Commitment. It takes devotion. So we become people who are loyal to prayer. We become loyal to the Word of God. We become loyal to worshiping the Lord. We continue to go to Him. And I'm also having this understanding that a devoted life is a life that works at itself to put this life, to put this flesh under subjection of the Word of God, so that everything else will be done in accordance to the Word of God. So it will take a person to be able to be teachable for him to in the word of God and in prayer. For that, I'm led to Psalm 86, verse 11. It says, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Again, a devoted life is a life that is teachable, is a life that allows the word of God to direct and to lead that particular life. So teachability becomes a means that we can measure your life, whether it is devoted to the word of God. Because sometimes we can be in the Father, we can call ourselves the children of the Most High, but if we do not allow the word of God to transform us, we are not devoted to growth, we are not devoted to the life in the Spirit. And again, devotion and a devoted life is the life that will continue to walk in truth, the life that will walk in the light of the Father. So this is all about us being in the Father in every other way. And it says, unite my heart to fear your name. So you surrender your life. You surrender everything unto the Lord. So this is more about devotion. I devote my life. I commit and I make a decision. Again, it is a life that is faithful to the word of God. It is a life that is obedient. And when you think of the story of King Saul, when Saul has been instructed by the Lord to do what he had to do, to kill everything, the king and even the flock, and that life, because it was not devoted to the word of God, he continued in obedience. So when we continue in disobedience, it means we are not committed to the word, we are not devoted to the word of God. So which is why we are saying a devoted life is a life that is loyal to the word of God, is a life that is obedient to the instruction of the Father, is a life that is faithful to the stipulations of the Lord, and it is a life that is prayerful. It is this prayerfulness that brings us to the Lord and brings us closer to him. If we cannot be prayerful, if we cannot be led by the word, we cannot say we are devoted to the Father. We cannot say we are devoted to the relationship, because it is more about relationship at the end of the day. When we are committed to the Lord, devoting everything to the Father, it means we are enhancing our relationship with him. We are taking ourselves to be in his will, and the Lord will be glorified as we do that. In Psalm 16:18, it says, I have set the Lord always before me. This is a person who has decided that I will set the Lord always before me. This is the devotion, this is the decision, this is the focus point that he has made for himself, to set the Lord always before himself, because he is at my right hand and I shall not be moved. Yeah. So it is when you know these fundamentals that it is about God first. Commit your ways unto the Lord, and the Lord shall make you prosper.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729.
Phila impilo yakho nathi. Ngena ku radiopulpit.co.za. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, let's listen to Lisapo. Lisapo talked about this, and she's featuring even tonight. Thank you so much, Lisa. And the issue here is a devoted life, what it is even all about.
And morning, Pastor Ray, and morning, Bafundisi. I greet everybody in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. A happy, happy Tuesday to everybody. Devoted life is knowing how to make a life worth living out of yourself through God. A devoted life is the deeper dimension of knowledge compared to intellect. It's a deeper dimension of not how we feel, but a different form of intellect. What you cannot perceive through intellect, you perceive through devotion. Devotion means you have found a way to dissolve yourself in your Maker, in the Word, in God himself, in allowing yourself through the journey of God leading you, and then understand who he is, what he is about. Devotion is that which connects you to who God is, and it awakens who you are in Him. Jesus says, abide in me and I in you. You feed your spirit with the word of God when you want true devotion. Devotion is that which awakens your true self. When you keep your devoted life awakened, and when your devotional life goes to sleep, your past awakens and takes over. Things that you got freed from, things that you left, will eventually come back when you let your devotional life sleep. They come back in a fast and double-fold manner. Devotion means that in your life, whichever moment, you are aware that there is something larger functioning around you, functioning in you, something that you yourself cannot understand or perceive. Devotion builds strong relationship, builds a strong relationship with God. It changes prayer from just a transaction with God, but knowing and understanding who He is. And even if your prayers do not get answered, He is still God in your life because it has become a relationship with Him. Devotion lifts you in a dimension, and it transcends you to worship, and to worship in truth and in spirit. We tend to not understand that devotion is complete and total surrender. You know, the you start small and you grow, and then eventually you belong to Him willingly, and then things in life starts become easier in Him, and you start to understand His ways and what He wants for you. Start letting go and letting Him. You stop fighting battles and allowing Him to step in and fight for you. Devotion, let's not see devotion as something that we do for God, but as something that we do for ourselves, because devotion changes who we are in Him. Devotion allows us to understand Him, allows us to connect with the Holy Spirit. It allows us to have Scripture revealed to us. And devotion mostly starts with prayer, Pastor Ray. You cannot want to live a devoted life yet you don't pray. Devotion allows you to move away from the things of the world, and it allows one to distinguish the difference between self and worldly and God. You know, where we find ourselves normally blaming situations, we find ourselves normally even blaming God Himself. But when you are devoted to Him and living a devoted life, you get a revelation from Him. Things are revealed to you as His child, and you start understanding some of the things even surprise us as His children, to say, oh, well, how did I get out of this situation? Devotion should be continual, Pastor Ray. It shouldn't be a moment thing or a situational thing. You come and you want to connect with Him only when you are faced with trials and tribulations. Devotion should be a lifestyle. Pastor Ray, I thank you. To God be the glory. Have a blessed, blessed Tuesday. Ngiyibonge bafundisi. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Nonhlanhla there. Thank you so much, Nonhlanhla Kwasi. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and graciously so. May He guide you.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening to your guests in studio and to all Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you all in the mighty, majestic name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, as we are reflecting on what it truly means to live a devoted life, I would start by saying that a devoted life is not about perfection. It's not about being religious in your everyday activities to say, I have a certain routine, I must follow it, and dark or blue, I must do this. You know, it is my routine. It's not about doing that perfect life, but it's about consistency. You know, it's about knowing what we are supposed to do to survive, and that is to depend on the Word of God, that is to depend on the relationship that we have with God. And when we know that we have an existing relationship with God, we depend on it to grow, to survive, and to be well, then we can be able to be devoted to that lifestyle, because it is what gives us life. So being consistent in the actions that we know bring us closer and closer to God, I believe and I see that as living a devoted life, because you know prayer keeps you going. You know, when you pray and communicate with God and consult the Holy Spirit to ask, how do I go about this? Before you take any decision, before you get involved in anything, you ask the Holy Spirit, what do you say regarding this? Can I go? Can I stay now or not now? Or even no, not at all. You know, that to me is, it forms part of living a devoted life, because you study the Word and you don't just study to forget, but you do what the Word of God says. You see yourself in the Word of God. The Word of God becomes a mirror, you know, and because of that mirror and what it reflects, when you look at it, you are able to live a devoted life through consistency. You know, I believe it is also about choosing God daily, even in the small things, even in the quiet moments, not just when things are going well, but also when life feels heavy, when life feels uncertain, when life feels overwhelming. You don't drop your faith and say, God didn't answer me, I'm disappointed, therefore I'm not praying today, or I'm not asking God for direction. I'll just see how it goes. You know, you drop the ball and you lash out on the Holy Spirit. You grieve the Holy Spirit and say, you didn't answer my prayer. Life is uncertain. Life is overwhelming. I'm confused even about the direction I'm supposed to take. Then therefore you lash out on God, or you leave things hanging. You no longer read the Word or pray. You are no longer devoted in your faith, your growth, and building your relationship with God. But living a devoted life is to say, I will still pray. I will still go to church and fellowship with the brethren. I will still read the Word and believe what the Word of God says, even when life feels heavy, uncertain, or even overwhelming. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, we are encouraged to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice that is holy and pleasing unto God. Now, this means that our everyday actions, our thoughts and our attitudes, and even how we treat others become part of our worship. Worship, therefore, it is not just the event that happens when we are at church and we sing slow songs and we close our eyes, we lift our hands, and there's a instrument, you know, behind all the hymns. Then that is worship. We don't consider that as worship exclusively, but we consider even our daily actions, our lives, and how we treat others as worshiping God, as honoring God. When you decide not to lash out on a person or respond in anger or partake in gossip, that is a form of worship. That is living a devoted life, because constantly in our minds, in our heart, in our spirit, we are aware that we walk with the Holy Spirit. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God is with us. So living a devoted life is being aware of this truth, that whether you are at work, whether you are at home, wherever you are, at the shopping mall, at church, God is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. And for you to live that devoted life to the relationship that you have with God, you therefore have to check how you treat people and how you talk to them, and make your decisions, you know, to be aligned with the Word of God. To me, that is living a devoted life, to know who you are and to know whose you are. Devotion is seen in little things as well, I can say. You know, taking time to pray, even when we are tired from work or we just had a long day, but you still have time to pray. You know, I can say choosing kindness when it's easier to react in anger. You know, you rather choose to be polite, you rather choose to be kind to the other person, and also trusting God when you don't understand what is happening. You know, a devoted life, I believe, will start saying, Lord, I trust you even when the road ahead is unclear. I will still trust you, because the Word of God is like a mirror. It's a reflection of who I am in Christ. Because sometimes we think devotion requires big dramatic acts, but often it is in quiet obedience. You know, waking up and choosing faith over and over again is living a devoted life. You know, forgiving someone that hurts you, you know, you choose forgiveness, and that means you are living a devoted life to your faith. You know, or standing firm in the values, in your values and the principles of the Word of God, even when no one is watching. You know, you don't have to have a pastor following you around to ask, Guyajola, or are you tithing, or why are you gossiping about your friends or your colleagues? You don't constantly need a pastor or an elder or umzalwane to follow you around to check whether your values are straight or what. But you, in your heart, you know, you stand firm in the principles of the Word of God, even when no one is watching, because this is between you and God. It is the relationship that you have between you and God. In closing, Jesus reminds us in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, that whoever is faithful in little things will also be faithful in much. So today, let's focus on being faithful even in the small things. That can help us to live a devoted life. We can ask ourselves questions like, how can I honor God today in my words? How can I show love to someone that is around me or close to me? What is that one area in my life that I need to trust God more in? Remember that devoted life is built one day at a time. And today, tonight, this moment, I believe it is another opportunity to grow, another opportunity to trust God, another opportunity to walk closely with God and build that relationship with Him, so that we can be devoted to our faith and our relationship with Him. I thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Lisapo. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Masimtumise hoko ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no ayanda nenemba. siyathandaza siyadumisa sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit it is. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. Tell us what you feel about this, and we are touching base on this. The issue here is actually about a devoted life, what it is even all about. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's listen to Rato. Let's hear.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Not forgetting the wonderful contributors to tonight's program, discussing a devoted life, and those that are streaming in, the New Age listeners on Radio Pulpit Jikelele. Let's not forget our traditional listeners, Pastor Ray, the ones that use the platform of a radio and are tuning in on Radio Pulpit.
Absolutely.
Radio station. Tonight we're discussing a devoted life. And my take with this topic makes me open the book of the New Testament written by the Apostle Paul. The book of Colossians is at its entirety. It serves as a reminder that Jesus is all sufficient. And devotion to him is the core of the true Christian faith. This book encourages believers to grow in knowledge, wisdom, and ensuring their faith is rooted in solely Christ. So the verse that I looked at discussing living a devoted life is taken from chapter 3, verse 23. It instructs believers to work wholeheartedly at everything they do, as if working directly for the Lord Jesus Christ rather than for human masters, as it emphasizes motivation, performing tasks with all one's heart, enthusiasm, and integrity as an act of worship rather than just for human approval or compensation. And the verse, as commonly known, whatever you do, work wholeheartedly as for the Lord and not for men. 24 adds on by saying, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So this verse, Pastor Ray, it's beyond human approval. This verse can shut down discussions when you talk about, is there a God? It can shut down and break narratives of, who is higher? Who is the higher power in the world? So, because I say it's beyond human approval, it's approved by the Holy Spirit. And everything that we do as believers is guided by the Holy Spirit. So devotion, Pastor Ray, requires us to be driven by the Holy Spirit. You cannot be a devoted Christian or a devoted human being if you are not directed by the Holy Spirit, Pastor Ray. So all daily tasks, regardless of how menial or secular, should be performed with maximum enthusiasm, like I said, as an act of worship rather than merely seeking human approval. And I think with this being said, to live a devoted life, we need to look at what Ephesians tells us about wearing the full armor of God. Because if you're only going to wear the shoes of peace and leave the other components of the armor of God, you're not being devoted and you're not living a devoted life. So we need to do the full task and not give half mere work just to say we've done it, Pastor Ray. Living a devoted life requires us to wear and put God's full armor. by wearing it with devotion and not give the bare minimum. The key meaning and the implications of this verse, Pastor Ray, you need to do everything heartily, with performing tasks from the soul, passion, and not just going through emotions. Let's take off our emotions, put them by the door, and wear the armor of God. So, believers are encouraged to work with diligence. And not because we are watched by a human figure boss, but because we are serving Christ in the unseen world. It reminds us Christians that while an earthly boss might give you a paycheck every month or every bi-weekly or every Fridays, we need to remember that the true reward or the true inheritance comes from God. And I like how we can blend other verses that speak about this verse in the book of Colossians, where we can look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7. Serve wholeheartedly as you are serving the Lord, not people. Is Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. So wherever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Romans 12, verse 11, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. So these are the binding verses that I like that complement my main verse, Colossians 3, verse 23. So as we're discussing tonight's discourse of being a devoted life, we need to remember that when we are walking the path of devotional life, we will always think and meditate on Proverbs 16, verses 3. Commit to the Lord, whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rato. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
657 AM it is. Babongani.
Greetings to you, Pastor Ray, your guest. And the Radio Pulpit family, I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, a devoted life of a believer. Impilo yekholwa yokuzinikela kuNkulunkulu noma impilo yekholwa yenhliziyo ephelele kuNkulunkulu. Devoted is showing great love or loyalty, enthusiastic zeal, religious worship in prayers. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Devotion is a lifestyle rooted to love God. Devotion is essential for a believer. It is a divine expectation. A devoted life for a believer is characterized by a heartfelt commitment to God, shown in daily actions and choices. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro over all the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are fully devoted to him." Fully devoted means undivided, whole, and blameless heart, single-minded reliance on God. Psalm 119 verse 2 says, "Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart." Three things a devoted believer should have. One, Romans chapter 16, verse 19. "For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil." Verse 26 says, "But now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith." Two, living fully surrendered to God's will. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, "Therefore submit to God, Resist the devil and he will flee from you. We can also read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. 3. Undivided loyalty. Matthew chapter 6 verse 24 says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Angeke ukwazi ukukhonza uNkulunkulu nabakini abaleleyo, futhi awazi ukukhonza uNkulunkulu nengcebo yakho. UNkulunkulu akaxutshwa nalutho, uzimele yedwa gelekeqe. 1 John chapter 5 verse 21, we can read it on our own. Trust God over self-reliance. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Zalwane, phuma ku plan B wakho ngoba uNkulunkulu akahlulwa lutho. Alikho ivesi encwadini engcwele elithi uNkulunkulu usiza ozisizayo, usizo lwakho akaludingi, uyazenzela. Kukhona umhlabeleli othi, uJehova ungumelusi wami, ungenzela konke okuhle. Psalm chapter 23, the whole chapter. I will only read verse 6, verse 1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A devoted believer continued steadfast in love. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 to 5 says, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. 5. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Uma siluyeka uthando lwethu, uJesu uyeza masinyane ukuzosusa uthi lwezibani zethu. Bible examples of people who lived devoted lives. David was called the man after God's heart. Despite his failures, he repented with sincere and wholehearted worship. His psalms overflows with longing for God's presence. Psalm 42 verse 1 says, as for the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Daniel was devoted to fearing God by ignoring the written decree the king signed, which stated no one was to give petitions to any god. Daniel went in his upper room 3 times that day, prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom. We find that story in the book of Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. Mary of Bethany, entrusted for choosing the good part of Jesus, good part at Jesus' feet. We can read that story in the book of Luke chapter 10 verse 38 to 42. Enoch did not test physical death because he walked with God. Genesis chapter 5 verse 24 says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Abahamba nabaphansi nabafana abancane noLinda bayophonswa echibini lomlilo. Their devotion, these men, was through unwavering commitment to God's will and purpose. A devoted life displays the glory of God to the people of the world. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. To live a fully devoted life, 1. Pursue reconciliation, forgiveness, and Christ-centered fellowship. We can read the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14. 2. have a regular devotion through Bible study, prayer, worship gatherings, community engagement, and generous service. We can read Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 2 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. We can also read Psalm 37, verse 5. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Babongani, thank you so much.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Faith and love on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say with regards to the very aspect and issue. And please keep it short to about 4 minutes, if it is the largest 4 minutes, if you call in, because our guests should have just ample time, as we have asked them to have ample time with this. Right. And Kwasi Nontlantle sent me a pastor by the name of Pastor Hope Simelane. Let's hear, let's keep it to just 4 minutes.
Peace and grace to you all saints. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As today it is a very beautiful day, we bless the Lord with the work and the wonderful, marvelous things that it does in our life. So today we are looking at devoted life. We are looking at the life that is fully devoted to God. I want us to firstly understand what does it mean to be devoted. To be devoted is to be committed to something or to be fully submitted to something. And today I want us to look at the context of a life that is fully devoted in God or in Christ. So a life that is fully committed to Christ, it's a life that fully resembles or reflects the character of God, because you cannot reflect the character and the nature of God in our life unless He lives in us and as we live in Him, fully committed. We know His word and He also knows our names. So a devoted life will not be seen in a manner of the service that you do. I've seen a lot of people that are committed to the service but not committed to God. And we should not measure our saving space of how much we do for God. Actually, God does not look at how much we should do for him, but how much we know him, how much we relate to him. And our relationship is the one that must produce the service that we give to God. So there must be a huge distinct between a person that works for God and a person that is working with God. Because most of the time, people that are working for God are mistakenly seen as the one that are fully devoted to God, only to find out that their devotion it's not according to the knowledge and the character of God. That's why when you look at our worship today, a worship that are man-made, not inspired by God, because we're thinking that all that we do it for God, and we need to serve God out of his knowledge and revelation to us. How can we serve someone that we don't know? How can we serve someone that we don't have a relationship with him? When you read in the book of John chapter 4:24, it says that the time will come, and the time is now, where true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. That means if you are not empowered by the Spirit and you are not dwelling in the truth of God, then you cannot worship him. Because God requires us to be imparted and fully inspired by the Spirit in order for us to worship him truthfully. And we've seen that in the issue of Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10, 38, that story going to 42, where Martha was fully devoted in serving. There is nothing wrong with serving. Actually, serving is good, but we need to serve Christ in the light of his knowledge. It's best service that you can give. It's give God out of the knowledge and the revelation that he reveals to you. Because some of us, we are busy moving around thinking that it's devotion, yet when we are the thing that it's supposed to be in us, it's not there. It's so funny, the true mandate that we have. We're so busy in the church, but we cannot evangelize. We cannot reveal Christ to someone else because we don't know that person. But all we know the things that we do inside our denomination. So it is very, very important that before you can serve, first know him, first understand him, first let him reveal himself to you, so that when you speak or when you serve regarding someone that you truly know that you can stand through faith whenever challenges come. And also we've seen that in Acts chapter 17, where Paul went to Athens, he found objects of worship and altars that are written to unknown God. It is very dangerous if you're going to serve a God that you do not know.
Right, I think we leave it there because of time, and perhaps a call. Sawubona Dumela.
Hello, Pastor Ray, you guys.
Utende kai mama.
Kona.
Yeah.
Ubulela li Levi. You know me by the way, name of Salome. Yeah.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah. Am I on air?
Yes, ma'am. You are on air.
Yeah. Pastor Ray, a devoted Christian, it's very nice, Pastor Ray, because everything you are led by the Spirit. Mm. Your steps are directed and your path are ordered by God. You never go wrong if you are devoted. Relationship, a good, intimate relationship with God.
Yeah.
And it's very nice, Pastor. It's very nice.
Wow.
Because even if you are a road and a shopping, Pastor, my own want to tell a skate in it. Tell a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell a little bit. Yes, Pastor, who not who but devoted. Oh, and the multi barber. Multi barber.
Yeah.
Our father. What is my daughter? What are you crying for?
Thank you so much, Salome. All right, let's come to the end of this. I think it is it Stembiso? Stembiso says Daniel was devoted. Daniel was devoted, a devoted servant of the Most High. His long life was filled up with noble deeds of service for his master. His purity of character and unwavering fidelity are equaled only by his humility of heart and his contribution before God. That is RC 90 verse 6. All right. That is Stembiso there. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. And Professor, let me bring this to you and take your 2 minutes. What do you say finally? The verse that I can give is that one of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 29:20. He rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Elohim. The rulership, a devoted life is a life that submits itself to the rulership of the Father. What say you finally?
Thank you, my brother, for that. It is a reminder that a devoted life is dependent on the Father, the word of the Father, the worshiping of the Father, the prayers that continue to keep you connected with the Father. And it is about continual staying on course with God and in God. It is about continually taking up the cross. As we look into Luke 9:23, it says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. It is a daily work, daily endeavor of taking up the cross, having made up a decision to be in the Father and following him despite any challenges. Challenges will be there. Difficulties will be there. But devotion means you stay on course with your cross on, following Yahushua HaMashiach.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And right after this.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Devotion, basically, this is amazing. It is a life that is given over to living in the glory of the Father. Not in the glory of man, of achievements, of self-knowledge or whatever, but in the glory of the Father. David says in Psalms 57 verse 8, awake up, my glory, awake up, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. Psalm 119 verse 147. What say you on this? It is a life devoted to the glory of the Father and nothing else. What say you, Malak, finally?
This teaches us, there should be awareness, realize that Abba Yahuwah is near, there should be reverence, but we have to approach him with respect in words and in heart. Obedience is there, which means we actively listen to him, trusting him, holding fast to his promises, even when we cannot see him. Consistency as well is important. So devotion continues daily throughout all the stages of our life. So now, I've been devoted, it means then that we are mindful of his presence, we are measured, we measure ourselves in speech, we are faithful in our action, we accept his promises, and everything goes right because we are devoted in him, and we submit unto him, and he takes over, and he does the rest. Hallelujah. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And of course, next week we are going to be talking about true spiritual discernment. What it is even all about. That's what we'll be touching next week. Thank you so much to our special guest, Kwasi Nontlantla. Thank you so much to Rato. Thank you so much also to Lisapo. I really appreciate. Thank you so much to all that have sent WhatsApps and messages. Babongani, thank you so much. Stembi, so. Thank you so much, Pastor Hope Simelan. Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you so much. Professor, thank you. I appreciate.
Thank you very much, my brother. A blessing to you and your family. A blessing to Brother Parik and the family and the Radio Pulpit family. I bless you all till we meet again. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen.
Thank you so much also to Barukia. I baruk you.
Barukata to you and to the Rabbi Malak, to you and to your family. Barukata to Professor Viso and your family. And also, Barukata to the Rabbi, to the Republic family, until we meet again next week. Abayahua willing, of course. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom. And of course, coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. You don't want to miss this one. It's just fantastic indeed.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You can now listen to Radio Pulpit from Silbay to Sandfontein to Sydney. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.